Time now for Watch Your Eyes, a weekly program series to educate families on proper eye care. Brought to you by Oliver Eye Associates in Rock Hill, providing optometric services and vision care products since 1963.
Dr. Scott Oliver, when it comes to dealing with infants and vision issues, you know, 6-week-old, 2-month-old, whatever they are, I don't understand how you possibly can determine whether their vision is working the way it should be working when they can't communicate with you. But you do it.
Right.
So how?
Well, it's a very different eye exam than an adult eye exam, of course. We are looking for gross abnormalities. We're looking for the ability for infants to track a light or to track sounds, snapping fingers. We're looking for, are the eyes crossed? Are they the same color? Are there any deformities in the lid? We can actually look inside and see the retina and the optic nerve and the blood vessels, just like we can on an adult. Kids that are premature have a very high risk for eye issues, and so we routinely see infants to check them for something called retinopathy of prematurity, which is a common disease for kids that are premature and had stayed in an incubator for a certain amount of time.
When you have a young infant like that and you determine there is an issue, do you start treatment right at that point?
Depends on what the problem is. If it's something that is like a mild infection, easy. We do that routinely. If it is a problem with an eye turning in or turning out or up or down, sometimes that can work its way out quickly, but sometimes we have to make a referral to a surgeon that does that type of work.
Very interesting. Well, Dr. Scott Oliver, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Join us next week for Watch Your Eyes, brought to you by Oliver Eye Associates on Wilson Street in Rock Hill. We believe life is all about your vision.